Previously on the Vampire Diaries.
For over a century, I have lived in secret. Until now, I know the risk, but I have to know her.
Lena, she's a dead ringer for Kath.
Where is he?
They have him. I can't get in.
Earl says we're not here for revenge, right? That's exactly what we're here for.
Can you make it? Take my wrist. You need more blood. Ben, he's dead. You're like this other person.
Everything's gonna be okay.
I found Vicky Donovan. Storm unearthed the grave off County Road.
She's dead?
Dark-haired late 20-something Damon comes into a darkly lit room and finds muscly, mousy-haired Stefan wearing a white vest and doing pull-ups from the timber beams of the ceiling.
Could you turn it up a little bit?
It's not annoying yet.
Sorry.
When are you going back to school?
Soon.
Oh, come on. Just drink already. Come on. Ugh.
This self-detox is not natural.
Could you get that away from me, please?
How long did it take you to wean yourself off of it after you last indulged? That's not good.
I'll be fine. It just takes a little bit of time.
I don't get it. You know, you don't have to kill to survive. That's what blood banks are for. I've been hunting a human in, God, way too long.
Oh, I'm impressed.
It's completely self-serving. Trying to get the town off the trail of vampires, which is not very easy considering there's an entire tomb of them running around.
What are we planning on doing about that?
Well, you're not going to be doing much of anything if you don't have your strength. There's nothing wrong with partaking in a healthy diet of human blood from a blood bank. You're not actually killing anyone.
I have my reasons.
Well, what are those holier-than-thou reasons? You know, we've never actually discussed that. You know, I love to hear this story.
You're really enjoying this, aren't you? Just watching me struggle.
Very much so.
I hate to break it to you, Damon, but I actually have it under complete control.
You do? Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, then you should just carry on making the rest of us vampires look bad.
Have a great day, Steph.
Damon smiles and goes, leaving a crystal tumbler of blood on a small table in front of Stefan. Stefan gazes at it. Damon runs back in.
Oh, hey!
Almost forgot something.
Damon takes the glass and goes. The Vampire Diaries. Pretty brunette Elena opens the door of her house.
Come on, Jeremy. Going to school. Walking out the door now. I forgot this.
There's a guy at the door.
Elena.
Uncle John. Hi.
Jenna?
John, you made it.
I said I'd be in by noon.
Oh, what you say and what you do are typically two very different things.
Uncle John, what's up?
Hey. I had some business in town. I thought a visit was in order.
How long are you staying?
I don't know yet.
Okay, well, I'm gonna go to school. I'll see you later.
Elena goes, looking worried.
So what's up with Jeremy?
He just lost a friend, so try to be sensitive.
I'm always sensitive.
Right. So, really, how long are you staying?
Can't you at least pretend that you're happy to see me?
Oh, my God. John, it is so good to see you. How have you been? No, I can't.
Did you really think I was just going to sign the escrow papers and send them back?
Actually, I did.
I'm not going to let you sell my brother's office.
It's not up to you or me. It belongs to Jeremy and Elena.
Yeah, but they're minors, so I get the final say, being that I'm the estate's trustee.
He said his trip is open-ended.
Uncle John, I never really liked that guy.
Does anyone?
I am here for moral support if you need me.
Thanks. I think I'll suffer this one alone. You've been through enough.
Thank you, by the way, for everything you did at Vicky's funeral and her memorial. I couldn't have done it without you.
Of course, Matt. So is Caroline still baking for you guys around the clock?
She finally went to her dad's, which is a good thing because my mom was gonna strangle her if she dropped off more lasagna.
Oh.
In a car park, Tyler passes Jeremy a joint. Boyish-faced Jeremy shakes his head.
No.
What's your problem?
I just don't want any.
All right. You say she OD'd.
That's what I don't get. She was doing okay.
Apparently not.
How'd she end up buried in the woods? That's what I don't understand.
by whoever was with her when she OD'd.
Yeah, but you leave her there. You don't take the time to bury her.
Maybe she saw something and... hell, man, I don't know.
Under a blue sky, Damon strides towards Mystic Falls Founders Hall, wearing a black leather jacket. He passes a security guard.
Right this way.
The coroner's office has officially ruled Vicki Donovan's death a drug overdose. Her family has been notified. The truth will stay in this room, and we can put this behind us.
Thank you, Sheriff. And on to a more pressing issue. John Gilbert has asked to say a few words. Welcome back, John. It's good to see you.
Thank you, Mayor. Yeah. Hello, everyone. It's wonderful to see you. I wish we were under better circumstances. As a founding family member, I find it's my duty to report some very distressing news.
He's a Gilbert?
Elena's uncle. His name's John, but I call him Jackass.
A hospital blood bank in the neighboring county of Amherst has reported several break-ins over the past 2 weeks. 7 hunters, 4 campers, and 2 state employees have been reported missing as well. All of this within a 75-mile radius of Mystic Falls.
Okay. No need to get alarmed right at this moment.
Meaning he doesn't want to cancel the Founders Day kickoff party.
You think all of your problems are over, but I'm here to tell you, nothing's been solved.
I made a copy of a paper that Jeremy wrote for me.
I think you should take a look at it.
The paper says the truth about vampires in Mystic Falls.
Jeremy wrote this.
He's very clear that he didn't think it was real.
I really hope you're right, because I've done so much to protect him from all of this.
So how do you deal with it?
What do you mean?
With all the lies and the secrets. You have to lie to everyone who's important to you.
It's not safe for them to know the truth. So, yes, I keep it from them, but it's only because I love them.
I think Stefan's a good guy, but at the end of the day, he's still a vampire.
I know it's hard to understand, but Stefan's different. He would never do anything to hurt me.
I have no interest in the Founders Day kickoff party.
Sure you do. It's tradition.
Far be it for us to break from tradition.
The Gilberts have been a part of this town for 150 years.
One of the founding families. And with that distinction, come certain obligations, including going to the party. One day, when you can appreciate the significance, I'll tell you all about your heritage.
The Gilbert family legacy. I forgot how sacred it was. I'm not a Gilbert, so I was never cool enough to hear it.
Why does she hate you?
We used to sleep together.
I'm standing right here.
Why would he write a report on vampires? Do you think he's starting to remember?
Damon took away those memories for good. You don't have to worry about that. Tell you what, why don't you just ask him?
I can't.
Why not? I mean, if he doesn't know anything, then it's just an innocent question.
I don't even know how to talk to him anymore. I mean, we used to be a lot more open with each other. But now, with all these secrets just piling up, you know, I haven't even told him that I'm adopted yet.
Maybe it's time you start opening up to him again. I'm not saying you should tell him everything, but at least try to find out what he does know and be prepared for it.
What about you? How are you doing?
I'm much, much better. Yeah, I'm still, you know, a little jittery, a little bit on edge, but I'm gonna be okay.
I've been really worried about you. And I've missed you.
I just needed to lay low for a little while and let my body readjust. It's only been a few days.
It feels like a lifetime.
They share a tender kiss.
I've missed you too.
Almond-eyed Elena and square-jawed Stefan continue kissing. They fall back onto the bed and caress each other's face as they snog. Elena rolls on top of Stefan as their kissing becomes more intense. Stefan opens his eyes and grits his teeth as if he seems to be fighting against something. Stefan rolls on top of Elena and pins her arms onto the bed.
Stefan's wrong. Stefan.
Stefan's face tenses up. He launches himself backwards into the wall and sits on the floor, shaking.
Oh, good. You're here.
You ask, I come.
Easy like that.
Amen in.
No, Elena, I will not go to your bedroom with you.
They come into Elena's bedroom.
Ah, just like I remembered.
Stop messing around.
Damon slouches on her bed.
You know, did you know that your uncle's been kicking it with the Founders Council?
What?
Yep.
Perfect, we'll just add it to the growing list of how everything's falling apart.
What happened right there?
Nothing. Look, Damon, I'm worried about Stefan. He says that everything's okay, but he's clearly struggling. How long is it gonna take before he's back to normal?
A few days, give or take.
It's been a few days.
Give then, I don't know. What's the big deal?
He's not himself, Damon.
Well, maybe his problem is he spent too long not being himself.
Please don't make me sorry for asking you.
It is what it is, Elena. The Stefan you know was good behavior, Stefan. Rein it in, Stefan. Fight against his nature to an annoyingly obsessive level, Stefan. But if you think there's not another part to this, then you have not been paying attention.
He's not you. Not even close.
Well, he doesn't want to be me. That doesn't mean deep down that he's not.
Damon gazes at Elena with a sarcastic smile and goes. In a luxurious room full of oil paintings on the wall and crystal decanters filled with booze, Stefan paces around, agitated. He grabs a decanter and uncorks it. With shaking hands, he pours himself a large drink. He stares down at the drink and knocks it all back in one go. At home, Jeremy sits at the table over his notebook. He taps his pen as he thinks to himself. Elena comes in wearing a purple tight top and leggings.
Hey.
What's up?
Do you have some time to talk?
Yeah, sure.
Not here. Come on. Let's get out of the house.
Later, by a lake.
I just can't believe Mom and Dad never told you that you were adopted.
Sure they would have eventually.
Why were you worried about what I thought?
Because, I don't know, it's weird. Going your whole life thinking you're related by blood to someone.
Does it bug you that we're not?
No. Jer, you're my brother. That's all that matters. So, Mr. Saltzman said you've been doing great in history, no?
Yeah, he's really been helping me out. You know, he gave me some extra credit and stuff.
He loved your vampire paper.
He thought I had a clever angle.
What drew you to that subject matter?
I don't know. Boredom. Or maybe I'm just as nuts as a long line of Gilbert crazies.
Gilbert's aren't crazy.
Easy for you to say. You're not one.
Ouch.
She shoves him playfully. It's nighttime. In the Founders Hall, there's fairy lighting up the stairway, and the whole place is packed with well-dressed people for the 150-year anniversary. Damon and Stefan arrive together in suits.
Oh, God. I shouldn't be here. Come on, don't be a downer. It's a party for the founding families. That would be us. It would be rude to skip it.
I really liked you a whole lot better when you hated everybody.
Oh, I still do. I just loved that they loved me. How you feeling?
I'm good. I'm fine.
No cravings? No urges? Is that whiskey you've been drinking all day doing its job?
We are who we are, Stefan. Pretending doesn't change that.
Oh, nothing would make you happier than to just see me give in, huh, Damon? Whatever. It's inevitable.
I'm gonna go find her later.
Don't embarrass me, young man.
Stefan rushes over to a table and snatches up someone else's stiff drink. He strides off and gulps it all down in one. In another room...
I'm so glad you can join us tonight.
It was nice of you to reach out to us.
This town is one big family. And when we lose a member, we all have to come together. Matt.
Mayor.
Come.
The mayor goes. Matt's dark-haired mum turns to him.
Well, I guess dead kid rates a special greeting from the mayor, huh?
God, Mom.
I need a drink.
Tyler shows Matt a bottle of booze.
Hey, check it out.
Dude, your dad's gonna beat you now if he catches you.
Yeah, let him try.
Screw it.
Matt swigs from the bottle. In the main reception room, a few couples dance together. Stefan sees Elena and waves over to her.
Hey.
Hey. How are you?
No.
Are you drunk?
Okay, I know it's a little weird, but it's really helping me. Alcohol, it, takes the edge off.
You're totally that drunk high school guy at the party sneaking booze.
I totally am, yeah.
How worried do I need to be?
Oh, no, you don't need to be worried. It's just until, the cravings go away. Listen, I think we should enjoy it while it lasts. Would you like to dance with me?
You hate dancing. I usually have to beg you.
No, you have to beg the sober me, the drunk me. There's no begging necessary.
There's really no one dancing.
That's because they need something better to dance to.
Yeah, that's not gonna work. I already tried to bribe the guy with $20 and a date. He said Carol Lockwood has complete control over the music choices.
You'd be surprised what Stefan can accomplish when he puts his mind to it.
Thank God!
More people take to the floor as new music comes on. Damon stands by Elena.
Have I entered an alternate universe where Stefan is fun?
Is he gonna be okay?
Eventually. One way or another.
Stefan boogies with Matt's mum.
History teacher, 3 o'clock. How do I look? Beautiful.
I've been looking for you.
Here I am. I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, well, things have been a little crazy. But I'm here now. Do you want to get a drink?
Sure.
Okay.
Matt goes over to Elena.
When did this happen?
DJ had a change of heart.
You want to dance?
I don't know.
Yes.
Matt.
Yes.
Matt.
Oh. Matt whirls Elena around. Damon heads over to Liz.
You know, I love a woman in uniform, but I have to side with this look. You look smashing.
Thank you, Damon. Oh, cheers. I needed that. You know, I had my doubts about you at first, but like everyone else on the council, you've won me over.
Thanks, Liz. It's really nice how welcoming the council's been. I like my life here in Mystic Falls. I'm starting to feel like home again.
Well, then you're not gonna like what I have to tell you. Jonathan Gilbert's claims check out. The blood banks, the missing people, all of it's true. We might have a problem.
Excuse me, Sheriff. I was curious if there's been any more information on what happened to Vicki Donovan.
It was an overdose, Jeremy.
Yeah, but her body was buried. Somebody must have done that.
We're aware of that. The investigation is ongoing, but there's nothing more I can tell you at this time. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Stefan's with Elena.
Please dance with your alcoholic vampire boyfriend.
Elena spins and knocks into Duke, a brown-haired guy.
Whoa! Watch it!
I'm sorry. My fault, I'm clumsy.
Then get off the dance floor.
Excuse me?
There's no way to talk to a lady.
Whatever.
Stefan grabs Duke.
I think you need to apologize. I'm sorry.
As Duke goes to leave, Stefan grabs him by the collar again.
I say it like you mean it. I'm really, really sorry.
Stefan, it's fine.
Now walk away.
He shoves Duke away. Elena looks perturbed.
Right.
Elena heads over to Damon at the bar.
Bourbon?
Thank you.
Have you noticed what your brother's been up to?
Nope. Been too preoccupied with yours. Jeremy's been asking questions about Vicki Donovan's death.
He knows that her death was ruled an overdose.
Really? Oh, but Sheriff, someone buried her. Who would do that? I know. Me.
I mean, I could compel him. He's wearing vervain.
No, I don't want you to compel him.
If he keeps asking questions?
Damon, no, I'm serious. I'm not going to do that to him again. I'll handle it.
Okay.
I'll say I didn't warn you.
Over at the far side of the room, Matt's glamorously dressed mother finishes a drink and puts it into a plant pot. Tyler watches her and smirks. Tyler shoots her a flirty smile.
I saw that.
Shh. We'll keep that between you and me. Where's the ladies' room?
This way. I'll show you.
Is that soda?
She snatches his drink.
Vodka, thank God.
Outside, Uncle John approaches Damon.
Damon, right?
John.
We didn't get a chance to meet at the council meeting.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Are you enjoying the kickoff?
Oh, yeah. Forgot how much fun these small-town celebrations can be.
Yeah, yeah. When's the last time you were here?
Hasn't been that long. My brother's funeral. How long have you been in town?
Oh, not long at all.
So what do you think, Damon? You know this vampire problem is real, right? It's a potential bloodbath.
I wouldn't overreact, John.
Well, I think it's like 1864 all over again. Vampires running amok. I guess we're just gonna have to hunt them down, throw them in a church, and burn them to ash.
That is the story, huh?
Part of the story.
Oh, there's more.
Well, there's a lot more. See, it seems that there was a tomb under the church. The vampires were hidden away, waiting for someone to come along and set them free. But then you already knew that, didn't you? Being that you're the one that did it.
And you're telling me this why?
I just thought we'd get the introductions out of the way.
But, well, you know that I could rip your throat out before anyone would notice, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. But you probably ingest vervain, so.
Why don't you take a bite? Find out.
It's not worth my time.
Damon passes blonde-haired John, then turns to give him a hard stare. He whizzes towards him in a blur and twists his neck in his hands, then throws him off the balcony of the building. John lays sprawled out on the grounds beneath the building. Damon smiles down at his contorted body. Jeremy sits in front of a crackling fire looking thoughtful. Elena comes over.
Jer, I heard about your conversation with Sheriff Forbes.
No one is trying to figure out what happened to her. They're all willing to believe that she OD'd.
The coroner's office confirmed it. If that's what they said happened, then...
Is that what you believe?
What do you think happened?
I think somebody killed her and buried her body. And I don't think we should write it off just because it's easy.
They're just doing what they can to move on.
The truth is the only thing that's going to help people move on.
Jared, just let it go, okay? Whatever it was, she's gone now.
Whatever it was? So you don't think it was an overdose?
Yes, I do.
Is there something you're not telling me? Why aren't you looking at me?
Stop it, that doesn't mean anything.
There was something else you would tell me, right?
Of course I would.
I can't even walk.
I know, me neither.
Oh, God, Matt's gonna kill me.
Hey, he won't even notice. I think he's actually letting himself have some fun for once.
Oh. Well, I know I'm supposed to be on my best behavior because of Vicky, but I don't want to think about it. I can't, because if I do...
Tyler looks down.
Yeah, I was a dick to her. I was really bad. And that's what I hate, is I can't make any of it right. It's like I don't deserve to even miss her.
Matt's pretty mum, Kelly, strokes Tyler's lapel and smiles.
You're nice to talk to me. I don't have anyone to talk to.
I don't have anyone to talk to either.
Matt approaches Elena in a corridor.
Who knew I'd been missing all the fun at the Founders parties?
This is rare, believe me.
Is it bad that I'm enjoying myself?
No, it's great that you're enjoying yourself. Thanks for making me dance.
No problem. Air, I need some air. Come with me?
Sure.
You haven't seen my mom, have you?
No, not in a while.
Elena sees Stefan holding another stiff drink. She heads outside with Matt and stops when she sees something.
Oh my God.
Tyler and Matt's mum, Kelly, are snogging. Matt runs over and grabs Tyler.
What the hell are you doing, man?
Matt!
Mom!
Whoa, dude, calm down.
Matt!
No!
Stop it! Tyler, stop it, you're hurting him! Somebody help him!
Tyler has battered Matt.
Tyler! Hey! Stop! Tyler, stop!
What the hell was that?
Huh?
Here, come on. Get up. Are you okay? What was that? I'll take it from here.
The mayor comes out and looks at Tyler.
You hurt? Okay. Go get cleaned up. It's okay. Yeah. Go get cleaned up. Thank you for your help.
Everything's fine, everybody. Come on, everybody back to the party. Let's go. Come on, have a good time.
Are you okay?
Where is she?
I don't know. Hold on, put your head up.
Oh. Elena checks Matt's bloody face. Inside the building, Damon comes over to Stefan, who's now holding a flute of bubbly.
Do you want to hear the bad news or the really bad news?
Actually, I don't want any news, Damon. All right, let me rephrase. Do you want to hear how the council's back in vampire mode or how I just killed Uncle John Gilbert? What?
Great party, by the way, huh?
Stefan follows Damon.
Damon.
Stefan stops in his tracks. His eyes widen. Stefan turns and looks down. In a chair, Kelly sits crying. Stefan looms over her, watching her as she sobs.
Is everything all right?
No. I ruined it. I always ruin it. What's wrong with me?
Stefan crouches and notices that she has blood running down her head from where she fell over during Matt and Tyler's fight. Stefan reaches up and touches the oozing blood. He smudges it around on her forehead with his fingertip.
What are you doing?
Stefan snaps out of his blood trance.
I'm sorry.
Kelly looks at him open-mouthed. Stefan rushes out of the building. He stops in the street and looks down at Kelly's blood on his fingers. Stefan carries on, then comes to a stop again and props himself up against the fence. He raises his fingers towards his mouth. His face screws up as he tries to fight against the urge. He sticks his fingers in his mouth and sucks the blood off. Stefan closes his eyes as he tastes the blood. In the party, Damon's eyes widen when he sees John casually strolling through the front door with his hands in his pockets. John nods over to Damon wearing a wry smile.
You've got to be kidding me.
Thank you all. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you all for joining us tonight. In just a few moments, we will officially begin the countdown to our upcoming Founders Day celebration, and it's a very special one this year. The 150th birthday of our town. And I would like to welcome back one of our town's favorite sons to do the honors of ringing our official charter bell. John Gilbert, would you please join me up here?
John nods and steps out from the audience.
150 years of community, prosperity, family. We take care of each other. We look after each other. We protect each other. It's good to be home.
John applauds the audience. Damon stands by Alaric.
Look at his right hand.
Who's?
Town's favorite son. Look at his ring.
John rings a bell.
Well, looks like money.
Yeah, and that'd be a big coincidence if he didn't just come back from the dead.
5 minutes ago.
Where the hell did you get that ring?
Isabel, my wife.
Who gave birth to Elena? Under the medical care of the esteemed Dr. Grayson Gilbert,
John's brother.
You think John knew Isabel?
I think John knows a lot of things.
As people come out of the building, Stefan strides down the street.
Take care. Have a good night.
He reaches Duke, who shoves him hard in the chest.
Sorry about that, man.
Not really. I'm terribly sorry.
You don't want to do this, man.
Duke shoves him again.
Sorry about that, too. God, all I can do is apologize. What's that about?
Get out of my way. Please. No girl to show off for now?
I see how this is.
Duke goes to punch him. Stefan catches his fist and crushes it in his grip. Duke falls to the ground. Duke drags himself along the ground as Stefan closes in on him.
What are you, man?
Veins ripple in Stefan's face as Duke looks up, terrified. Jeremy gets home and comes through the front door. He heads up the stairs and turns the light on in Elena's bedroom. Jeremy opens Elena's top drawer. Finding nothing, he begins searching her room. He pulls up the mattress, looks in a box, and slides more drawers open. He leans back on the drawers, looking around for other hiding places. Finally, he pulls at a framed picture on the wall and finds a book behind it, which he opens up. Jeremy sits and reads it. Jeremy's eyes scan over words handwritten in the book. A sentence reads, "Bodies drained of blood." Another reads, "Take away Jeremy's pain." Another reads, "Vicky was a monster." Jeremy continues reading with a grim look on his boyish face. Outside the party, Stefan stands over Duke.
Stefan? Stefan?
Stefan rushes off. Elena hurries over to wounded Duke and crouches down by him.
Hey. Hey, are you okay? What happened?
My arm. I lost my balance and fell. I'm clumsy.
Elena looks away, concerned.
Let's go.
Dad, I'm sorry. I don't even know what happened. I was drinking and I lost control. Can't explain it.
He slaps Tyler in the mouth.
That is the last time you ever embarrass this family.
As Mayor Lockwood turns and goes, Tyler directs a dark stare in his direction. In his bedroom, Matt packs clothes into a suitcase. Kelly bursts in.
What are you doing? Matt, don't.
I can't do it anymore, Mom. So just go, all right? You've done it before, and more times I can count.
I'm not leaving you. Maddie. Ah!
Don't you get it? I'm better off without you.
No. Tonight was a... God, I'm so sorry. I know I failed you, and I failed Vicky, but I won't do it to you again. I promise I'll get it together.
Matt shakes his head.
I want you out of the house, in my life, by morning.
Kelly sobs and looks down at the suitcase. Outside the Founders building, Damon and Alaric follow John.
Going somewhere?
I would like to be the last one to leave a party. It's too desperate. You gonna kill me again? You gonna let Mr. Saltzman do your dirty work?
Okay, you obviously know who I am.
I do. Alaric Saltzman, the high school history teacher with a secret.
Sure know a lot for someone who just got to town.
More than you can imagine, Damon. My knowledge of this town goes beyond anything that you, or the council knows. So, if you were planning on some clever high-speed snatch ring vamp kill move, know that if I die, everything I know goes to the council, including a fascinating little tale of the original Salvatore brothers and their present-day return to Mystic Falls.
How'd you get that ring?
I inherited one. My brother Gray the other. This was his. Although I wouldn't have given mine to Isabel, I'd have known she'd hand it over to another guy.
So you did know her.
Who do you think sent her your way when she wanted to become a vampire?
You sent her?
Guilty. Why'd you think someone else sent her? Maybe Catherine Pierce?
How do you know about Catherine?
How do I know anything, Damon?
What do you want?
So many questions. It's a pleasure meeting you, Rick. I've heard so much about you.
John strides off, turning to give them a malicious grin as he goes. At home, Elena and Jenna come up the stairs.
Not so excited that we have another month of these Founders Day events.
Oh, tell me about it.
Elena pops her head into Jeremy's room.
You okay?
Fine.
Are you sure?
I'm fine, Elena.
Elena goes. Jeremy stares ahead anxiously. In her room, Elena takes off her little black jacket and walks over to the mirror to tie her long hair back. She gasps and reels back when she sees a reflection of Stefan looking at her.
Oh my God, you scared me.
Sorry. I'm sorry that I ran off earlier.
What happened? Is everything okay?
No.
Talk to me.
Elena goes over to the door and locks it as Stefan sits on the bed.
Stefan, tell me.
I tried so hard to keep it together tonight. And it was working, but then Matt's mom, she got hurt and she was bleeding and I had her blood on my hands.
And then what happened?
And then that guy in the parking lot, I wanted to feed on him and it took everything inside of me not to do it.
But you didn't?
No, but I wanted to. Elena, my head is pounding. I feel like my skin is on fire. I have this hunger inside of me that I've never felt before in my entire life, and all I keep thinking about is how I promised that I would never keep anything from you, and so I'm telling you this.
It's okay, I need you to tell me these things.
But I don't want you to see me like this. I don't want you to know that this side of me exists.
Stefan, you're gonna get through this. I'm gonna help you pull through. It's gonna be okay. You're gonna be okay.
No. I'm afraid of what I could do to you.
I'm not. Stefan, I'm not.
They kiss.
I'm not. Okay.
Elena hugs Stefan, who looks tortured as he clings onto her. Later, Stefan comes into his lounge and finds Damon on the sofa, holding a glass of blood and staring at the fire.
We have a problem, Stefan. And when I say problem, I mean global crisis.
Seems Uncle John has it.
Damon looks up at pale Stefan.
You don't look so good. It's different this time, isn't it? The need is too strong. Of course it would be after all these years.
Damon puts the glass of blood down on a side table and stands. He takes Stefan's arm.
Have a good night, brother.
Damon goes. Stefan gazes down at the glass of blood, then paces towards it with his mouth open and his eyes glazed over, as if in a hypnotic state. He picks up the glass and holds it with both hands. In front of the large burning fire, Stefan stares ahead, then raises the glass of blood to his lips and drinks. Stefan takes the glass away from his lips and tries to compose himself. He then raises it again and sinks all of the blood inside. Stefan stares up as he drinks the last drop. ITFC audio description.
And because it's all getting a little bit too much, The Vampire Diaries is having a week off next Tuesday, and it'll be back the week after on the 8th. Right, stay there, and Julia Roberts snogging George Clooney is on the way next in Ocean's 12.